I didn't know. I always figured a curtain was something that hung down here and opened in the middle. But this was a solid piece, you know, mm-hmm. a green cloth. It was stiff. It would just, you pull it down and catch it just right, and it would just roll plumb up out of the wing. Mm-hmm. Now, what was that? I got them in my house. Well, we had and got them set for it down there when we moved down here.
You call that blinds or shades?
Shades. Shades or blinds, either one.
Is blinds the same thing now?
No. I'll tell you what a blind is. Now, my aunt over here had a house with blinds to it. They are shutters like that you, they're fixed so you can run them up. Mm-hmm. And open it up, or you pull them down, and that almost shuts it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you open out. They're made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pull them around over your window and pull it down, and you just not got any window there. But them shades, you know, was like I was telling you. We bought the things, and you could take it and pull it up there as high as you want it, or open them up the top. Green shades.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call it? A little room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof. Maybe if you had a real little room up there.
Built in up there.
Well, just a little room up under the roof. Maybe you could store things up there.
Oh, an attic?
Okay. And you mentioned a kitchen. Did you ever see different kinds of kitchens or hear them call different things? Like, do you see a kitchen built off from the rest of the house?
Or? I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Did they call it anything special? Or?
No, I don't think they did. I think they just called it the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Did it be a cook house or cook room or stove room? Or?
No, I think they just, as far as I know, they just called it the kitchen, and it was built separate to the house.
Mm-hmm. How come? Yeah.
Well, I don't know why that was done, unless it might have been for fear of fire or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fire in the kitchen, you know, off and on all day.
And what would you call a little room off the kitchen where you could store things?
Pantry.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old furniture that you didn't need anymore, what would you, and you going to throw it away, what would you call that? You say, that's not any good anymore, that's just...
Well, it wouldn't be an antique, would it?
Well, if you didn't think it was worth anything, you'd say, that's no good, that's just...
junk.
Okay. And what would you call a room or maybe a little building that you use for storing things that you don't know what else to do with?
I don't know. That little kitchen pantry, you know, is where you keep your canned stuff and a lot of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about stuff like old farm tools or old furniture that you didn't want to throw out yet, but you didn't have any use for it?
No, well, they were generally kept around the barn, I think. We had, mm-hmm. I always thought we had more barn space than we did the house, and they'd put it out there.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you ever heard anything called lumber room or junk room or store room. Or
well, I've heard of the store room and the junk room.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to have one of those too?
No, the worst storeroom we got now is a cellar to this house.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a 12 or 30 feet long, one of this house.
Uh-huh.
Most anything down there, but something any count. I'd have my refrigerator down there.